This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moondoggies, and I'm Kit Branch. And this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moondoggies Pizza. And now joining us, the head coach of the city and region champions, Sean Pender. How's that sound, coach?
That sounds good. I like just saying region champs instead of co-region, baby.
Hey, we can. This is a Brunswick County show. We can spin it any way we want to.
That's right.
Coach, we go to Alcovey and we whip Alcovey 41-6, and we take control of the ball game right from the start. You had to be pleased with the bus ride to get off the bus and play well.
I was also pleased with the pregame meal.
It was good.
Yeah, the pregame meal was fantastic.
We stopped in Millersville too.
The Longhorn there, they did a fantastic job. The food was great and the service was wonderful.
But there was some rumors, coach, and I don't know if you can confirm these or not. There were some rumors that the buses took a wrong turn in Baxley on the way up there.
Oh no, I can confirm it. I can confirm it. The buses went out of the way about a good 35, 40 minutes.
There was another rumor that the buses drove under I-16 and didn't realize it. Is that another rumor?
I don't know if that happened or not. It very easily could have happened. You know, my eyes were shut.
I gotcha. But because 41-6, they score late when you've got, you played everybody pretty much that went on the bus trip with you. They get a late touchdown, but seven straight quarters of scoreless football by your defense. You got to be happy with that.
Oh, definitely. It should have been eight quarters, but yeah, we played everybody and it was a full on sub. It was a lot of our JV kids, or all our JV kids were in at the time when they were, it broke along or long.
We had quite a few sacks in the football game, tackles for losses. The game plan, they came out, they tried to go deep a few times and then they settled in and our pass rush just was too much for them.
Oh yeah, all the way around defensively, our pass coverage was fantastic. The pass rush was great. How about River Creel?
He's playing the game.
Yeah, two sacks.
Yeah.
And he was in the backfield all night along with several other of our guys. The blitz package was awesome. A.J. Wilson was all over the place, flying around.
He had two sacks in a row for like 35-yard losses. It was crazy.
Amarion Whitfield just locked his man down. And then same thing with Keon and Derek. They played fantastic. It was a great defensive night with our guys. They couldn't move the football on a consistent basis at all versus our defense.
Chris, talk about Amarion Whitfield. He's a guy that he can lock down one side of the field for you, and he has all season, which gives you more things. It gives you the ability to do more things on defense.
Well, and he got two more offers today, so that was good.
Who did he get offers from?
Well, one of them was Butler. I forgot the other was another smaller school. He's had a couple. We had a couple of schools come out and watch his practice, but Butler, JUCO.
That's a big time JUCO.
It's a big time JUCO in the Jayhawk League. Majority of their guys are leaving out of there, go to Division I FBS programs. So that's one of the ones he's really considering. He's excited about that offer. We're excited for him. I think he's going to do a great job. So I'm excited. He's for sure going to have an opportunity to play at the next level.
Well, let's focus on your secondary for a second. They came out, they tried to go vertical first two or three plays of the game. And we just covered it well. Derek Smith, there was a ball that was overthrown over his head, or he'd have pick-sixed it again.
He had a pick-six just a week ago. Derek Smith's a kid that has really come on strong here lately. We always knew he had it in him. We've seen it in practice. But, just one thing or another, just holding him back, and he gained a lot of confidence after the Richmond Hill game. You know, he had to come in, he had to step into play when Keon went down in a four-wheeler accident, and, you know, we didn't miss a beat. He came in and played fantastic, and now that Keon's back healthy with Amarion Whitfield, our defensive backfield is really strong.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Devontae Gadsden, Ivan Johnson, they've been solid at safety for you.
Yeah, they've both been doing a really good job. You know, Gadsden's, you know, what a player he turned into. You know, just last year was his first year playing football. In the beginning of the year, it was kind of shaky with him, but he got better and better every week, and he just continued on doing it. And Ivan reminds me a lot of Gadsden last year. You know, he's coming on, it's the first year in the role. Sometimes he looks like his feet are in concrete a little bit, like the game's going a little bit fast. But then he gets going, and once he gets going, he's a very good athlete. And I'm looking forward to him having a great career for us.
Coach, your linebackers last Friday night, you moved A.J. Wilson to the outside, and he, man, that seems like his natural position.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. A.J. is, he's lightning fast coming off the edge. He's a big, solid kid. He creates a lot of problems when he blitzes in the pass rush, and he can cover. So, you know, he's definitely a dual threat there, and I'm hoping he's going to get picked up also really soon.
River Creel, here's a name that just has showed up kind of out of nowhere. You were telling me about him in the shows leading up to this at the end of the season, but, man, where did this kid come from?
We knew he was going to be special, but, you know, we talk about the definition of success being when preparation meets opportunity. And the kid's been prepared to play, and he just happens to play this year behind Kayshawn Thomas. And Kayshawn Thomas has been having a lights-out year, but, you know, Kayshawn Thomas went down with an ankle injury. River Creel got his opportunity to step up. He's shown us that he was plenty prepared for it, and he showed it to us all through scouting. His time at scouting, he's been great. So he came out, and he looked just like he does on the scout team. And our offensive line, Kip, is really good. And when you go against our offensive line and you whip them like he has whipped them several times, you know he's going to be a very good football player. And, you know, I'm excited about him. Now it's going to be hard. Kayshawn Thomas is back this week, and it's going to be hard getting River Creel out of the lineup. He probably earned a spot to actually start in that lineup.
Well, that gives you depth.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. He's, you know, now that Kayshawn Thomas is back, River Creel has stepped his game up, which also made people like Merriweather, who's been doing a good job, and Jordan Jimerson. And, you know, it's given Jordan confidence.
So, wait a minute. Had a good game, Frank.
If River can do it, so can I. And now that defensive line is really playing with a lot of confidence, and then you still have, you know, the one senior on the defensive line that's there is Caleb Hampton, and then of course we can't forget about David Neubauer and Caleb Cook that's also able to come on that side of the ball when needed, if we need to go heavy.
The last 2 weeks defensively, Coach, we have been lights out. That's got to continue this Friday night.
It's a must for us. And we're going against a very, very high-powered offense. They're high-powered, you know, they're very aggressive on defense, very high-powered. They can score from anywhere offensively. And but, you know, the way that we have been playing defense, we're going to give them a fit. We just got to go with them. The key to our defense is playing together and playing with a high level of confidence.
More to come on the Pirate Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment's brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Coach, offensively, I think you told me over the weekend that both running backs, Simmons and Hill, had 127 yards each on the football game.
Yeah, they did. Simmons, and it was really close in carries also. Jacoby Hill had 16 carries for 127, and he had 18 carries for 127. Ree had one touchdown, and Jacoby had two. And Jacoby was our offensive player of the game, by the way.
And he caught some passes out of the backfield, too. And, Coach, offensively, we're looking really good right now. We can do just about anything we want to.
Right now, yes. And a lot of that also, you got to give credit. I'm hard on this kid. I've been hard on him all the time. But you really got to give credit to KJ Lee and how much he has grown throughout this year and the way he has played, the way he started commanding the offense. He's really turned into a pretty special quarterback. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, that was a concern. He knew he had a little bit of experience. But the way that KJ has grown and the way he's gotten so much better, and he gets better every week. So we put a lot on his shoulders for this week here to get things done. And then we made some changes. I think it's going to help us out to put players in positions to get them, you know, where they're going to be strong. But yeah, offensively, I'm very pleased. We are clicking on all cylinders. The run game is going really well. And then our receiving core has gained depth. That was something that was, a concern, because early in the year it was just Tyrese and Bean. And now you can't just lock and focus in on them, because you have the emergence of, you know, Pat Leggett. He started doing really well. And then you had Kevin Thomas stepping up. And then last week Jamon got in the mix. So it's really starting to come together as a complete unit, and none of it works without that offensive line. And that offensive line's been a strong point for us all year long.
All year long, the offensive line, Coach, and you battled some injuries on the offensive line, some social COVID-19 quarantines, and it's been tough at times. But man, Caleb Cook battled through a walking boot right before the Effingham game, and just he toughed it out. And He's a good kid. Coach, Tyrese Jones, school record touchdown receptions with 13 now on the season. He caught another one last Friday night, and he was about 1 foot away from catching a 99-yard bomb Friday night as well.
Yeah, we just overshot him just a little bit on that play, and he made a diving catch, made a great catch to get us out of that hole. But yeah, if we would have just a hair more where he could have run under it on the stride, it would have been a 99-yard touchdown pass, which he would have broke his own record that I think he's already set in the South game with the longest touchdown, I believe.
Yeah, he had a 91-yarder.
All right, so he almost broke his own record. So, but you know, there's always next game. We get help. We get backed up again. Who knows, we might take another shot.
There's going to be some opportunities, I think, to make big plays Friday night.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And he had a big game overall. I don't know how many catches he had in the game, but he had a big game Friday night as well, not just the record-breaking.
He caught the screens and caught some passes over the middle, broke some tackles. Yeah. Bean had a good game. Weldon stepped up, had a great game and a touchdown.
Weldon got his first varsity touchdown.
He did, on a great play.
He did, yeah. Yeah.
So I was talking to Coach Brady before you got here, and I was telling him before the season started, I thought the wide receiver position was a question mark, but as the season has progressed, it's become a strength of the team.
Yeah, give credit to that wide receiver coach.
I guess he was looking for some compliments. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, he's done a good job. That crew has really started to gel and has done fantastic.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, before we go to the second break, I want to throw some numbers at you. First region championship since 2009. It's been 11 years. Did we hear that out there? First 8-win season since 2010. And so this football team's done some good things this year, Coach.
Yeah, we're still pushing. We're still pushing. We still have some goals left. I'm very proud of this football team. This, you know, we talked last year about you know getting it right. My wife always says the tides are turning. And
Lady of Pirate Football.
Yeah, sure enough. Yeah, we're flipping it, and we really feel that it's turning, and you know this blue wave's coming through now.
Coach, you know what? And I see this because we do the broadcast on Friday night. You get to the field, you get there a little early, and you guys do a unity walk every Friday night. Tell our listeners about that.
Oh, that's big. I really feel it. And we have little themes and stuff that we do also throughout the week. We have words of the week and things. And like this week, our word of the week happens to be unity. You know, and about playing together, and you know the phrase that we have is "Let's go to war," and then Coach Vaughn, he'll tie the phrase in to something biblical, and then we did. But we started this idea way back in the summer when our society was going through all this issues with the social issues and some injustice that has been going on. And we looked at our team, and our team is full of diversity. And we actually work together. You look at our group, and you look at our coaching staff, and we just had a meeting in the coaching staff that really opened up everything on the table about the things that are going on in with our kids and in the world, and how things are, you know, it can look and hurt our kids. So we wanted to make sure we were together. We had this all about the family motto, and we wanted to make sure as a coaching staff we lived that and did that, and we wanted to continue to teach it to our kids, and I think it's something that has really helped us get closer together. And we were thinking of things to do. We did the Unity March throughout the summer, and then we decided to keep it going, being consistent, and we decided to do our own Unity March. We called it the Unity Walk, as a tradition that we started to remind us we all lock arms, that we're one family, we're one unit, we're one team, we're united. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is, it don't matter what your income is, don't matter where you're from, don't remember what your religious views are, it doesn't matter. You're family, you're my brother, I love you, let's go. And then we take that all the way down, we have our talk, and it just reminds us, it fires us up, you know, that we're in this together. Win or lose, you're my brother.
And you know what, Coach, when, you know, you allow folks like me and others to be close to the program because we do the broadcast and things like that, and I can see the love that these kids have for each other and their coaching staff, so it's a good thing to see. It's really
and
good.
Our coaches love them back.
Yeah, they do.
This is something special, and this team, man, in particular, I can't tell you how proud I am of this class. One, it's my first class, you know, and we talked about it before how special this group of young men are. They're you know, my first year coming in, seeing them in the eighth grade, and watching the way they matured, the way they grew up, and how they buy in to what we're trying to do and preach. And we're gonna go on and see this 2020 class they're overcome so much adversity. They push through. This group of young men are really going to be successful in life. I really feel they do, and I really feel it has to do with a lot of the tools that they've learned right there on the gridiron and in the classroom with us and the leadership things that we've been going and trying to teach and trying to talk to our team about. Hey, we said from the beginning this year, our wins are not going to be just on the football field. Our wins are going to be in life, and our kids are going to be testimonies to that. We got some future leaders on this team.
It's good stuff. So we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggies. Coach, the brackets aren't too kind to us. We're playing the number one team in the state Friday night, Lee County at Lee County. Talk a little bit about the Trojans.
I'm going to talk about the positives.
All right.
Part of that, because that's what you got to look at. You know, to win the state championship, you're going to have to play the best team, and you're going to have to play the best team on the road.
We're playing them.
You're not going to be home. So, you know, our goal is to win the state championship. To do that, you're eventually going to have to go through the number one team that's out there until you prove that you are the number one team. So we're going through them in round two. Yeah, so here we go. You know, it's time to rock and roll. And what it's going to do is winning this game will give our kids the confidence that we need to say, wait a minute, you know, we can do this. And, you know, if we can beat Lee County at Lee County, their stadium, then we can beat anybody anywhere. It doesn't matter. So we're focusing on that aspect of it. And then we look at it, you know, these guys are good. It's a very good program. They have good athletes. They play very good defense. They play very good offense. They've won state championships, but they put their pants on just like we do. You know, they got to go out. They're playing with high school kids just like we're playing with high school kids. These aren't kids that are 21, 22-year-old college kids. These kids are 16, 17, 18, just like our kids are. And we're going to go out, and to beat us, they're going to have to be able to stand toe-to-toe with us, and they're going to have to be able to give it all they got. If they come in this game and they're half-stepping, they're slipping, they're going to get hit in the mouth.
That's what we want. Coach, that's good stuff. Coach, offensively, what do they do? What's Lee County do on offense?
Well, I'm going to start with their quarterback play. Their quarterback, he actually played for me as a wide receiver in the North-South All-Star game when he was a sophomore, and he's a very good athlete. He was probably the best athlete that was actually on the field. They moved him to quarterback, and because he's a true dual-threat kid. They're going to run a power right at you type style with a big running back, and then they have another slasher. So it's a two-headed monster that they got that they do well. They got a big offensive line. They got a big fullback, and then they take two running backs, and they're going to try to run the power, and then they're going to do quarterback sweeps, stuff like that. Then they're going to do rollout passes. They will do some dropback passing, but he's not a real good pocket passer. He's better when he sprints out and he can put his toe in the ground and take off running. So, you know, that's where we have certain packages put in to make sure we get some heat on the quarterback and be able to chase him down. So they're diverse, but they rely more on the run than the
pass. They run the football.
They do.
Coach, defensively, you said they run like a 3-3-5 kind
of
deal?
Yeah, they run a 3-3-5 multiple. They're going to send 87% of the time they send six. They're coming. They're very, very aggressive. We've seen it already from McIntosh. The way McIntosh gets up, and they just blitz and they send everybody. So we've seen that. So we got certain things that we're going to do. KJ's going to have to recognize coverage is quick. We're going to have to change up our snap count a little bit. We're going to have to make some shifts, some moves. We put some of our players in situations where they're to help us be successful. We're going to try to make it where we get players like Kevin Thomas and Tyrese Jones in a one-on-one situation where they have a chance to go deep and try to beat someone. We've got Xavier being in situations where to do what he does best, which is read the middle of the field and find the open spaces when you have blitzers coming in. So we're going to have him doing that. And then you got Jacoby and Ree running hard, and we're going to have them run behind our two best offensive linemen. We're going to put them side by side in certain situations and say, all right, here's our best, and, you know, come stop us if you can. So that's going to be the situation. We're going to attack them. We're going to be aggressive. Offensively, we're going to be aggressive. Defensively, we're going to be aggressive. When you do that, it's kind of high risk, high reward. We're not going to sit there and try to shorten a game, like, you know, play it close. We're going to say, all right, here's all the bullets we have. We're going to shoot you.
Dang, Coach. You give me goosebumps. I'm ready to go.
We have to attack them this way.
Yeah.
If we attack them any other way, we're going to lose. So to do it, we're going to have to go in and just give them everything we have. We're going to have to punch them.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this is a big game. 3.5 hours away from the house Friday night. Brunswick High fans need to get tickets, and they need to go to this football game if they can.
It won't be sold out. Their coach told me, go online, you can get them online. If you don't get them online, they're going to be selling them at the stadium. They said their stadium is very big. I've never been there. I haven't played. But they said it's huge. Don't even worry about a sellout. He says, bring as many fans as you can. So Brunswick, come on. Travel to Albany. We're gonna need you.
We're gonna need everybody. Coach, I'll say it one more time. And the gridiron professor Teddy Bishop said this prognosticator before the show started, whoever wins the turnover battle is gonna win this football game.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
That's pretty true. And and it's gonna be the same thing, you know. We're going to have to win 50-50 balls. We're going to be put in a position, and I told KJ, don't worry about it. Let it go. You got to trust your receivers. So that's, you know, we're going to have to win those battles. We're going to have to win those fights. When we throw it up, we're going to throw it up sometimes to one-on-one opportunities, and we'll see what happens. And then defensively, you know, we got to have players like, you know, Amarion Whitfield step up and make the grabs. But Gadsden's, we talked about him too. He's got to step up. You know they're going to try Keon when they see Keon's size. They're going to try Derek when they You see that he was a backup. So those guys are going to step up and make great plays. And then our front six have to get pressure on the quarterback. We have to stop the run. We're going to have to get in there. And that's going to be something big also.
I said on the radio broadcast as we closed last Friday night at Alcove, these are the kind of games that Brunswick High plays their best football when nobody gives them a shot and counts them out and tells them they can't win.
Oh, yeah, the whole state's saying that. We're saying that we're done. So, yeah. And I was in a region meeting just yesterday. And during that region meeting, our whole region's like, yeah, good luck to you. Like, you're done. So, we'll find out.
Any last comments, Coach, before we sign off tonight?
No, man. This is just a fantastic atmosphere. Our kids had a great practice today. We're going to be getting after it. I know we're going to play a really good football game. It's going to be an exciting game to watch. It's one that you don't want to miss because, there's a chance for history to be made.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at 7:30 here at Moondoggy's Pizza. And for Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch, and the region champions and the city champions are signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!